This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Yumi. The single biggest global ransomware attack yet continues to bite as more details emerge on how a Russian-linked gang breached the company whose software was exploited. In essence, the criminals used a tool that helps protect against malware to spread it widely. Thousands of victims have been identified in at least 17 countries with ransom demands of up to $5 million reported. The attack comes less than a month after U.S. President Joe Biden and pressed the Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop providing safe haven to ransomware gangs, including the one responsible for the latest attack. Rescuers searched through more rubble Monday after the last of the collapsed Florida condo building was demolished, which allowed crews into previously inaccessible places, including bedrooms, where people were believed to be sleeping at the time of the disaster. But they faced new challenges from thunderstorms that hit the area as Tropical Storm Elsa approaches the state. Four more victims were discovered in the new pile, according to the Miami-Dade Assistant Fire Chief, telling family members, raising the death toll to 28 people. Another 117 people remain unaccounted for. And Tropical Storm Elsa swept over western Cuba near Havana with strong winds and rain Monday night. Forecasters said it would move on to the Florida Keys Tuesday and Florida's central Gulf Coast by Wednesday. The storm was passing over mainly rural areas to the east of Havana after making landfall in a natural park with few inhabitants. By evening, Elsa had sustained winds of 50 miles per hour. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Canada is easing pandemic-related border crossing restrictions. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Canada is easing some pandemic restrictions along its border with the United States. Canadian citizens and permanent residents who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can now skip a 14-day quarantine requirement that has been in place since March 2020. Additionally, eligible air travelers no longer have to spend their first 3 days in the country at government-approved hotels. However, restrictions barring all non-essential trips between Canada and the United States remain in place until at least July 21st. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says plans to totally reopen the border will be announced in a few weeks. I'm Mike Gracia.
A Taliban negotiator reaffirmed the group's commitment to a durable peace for Afghanistan through negotiations rather than military force. Speaking to British broadcaster Sky from Qatar, where Taliban leaders have resumed long-delayed peace talks with representatives from the Afghan government, the negotiator also said that the group had committed to not allowing attacks on the U.S. or its allies from Afghan territory. Taliban has made territorial gains, particularly in the north of the country, since the U.S. announced its withdrawal of troops from the country in mid-April. As the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks approaches, victims' relatives are pressing the courts to answer what they see as lingering questions about the Saudi government's role in it. A lawsuit that accuses the Saudi Arabia of being complicit took a major step forward this year with questioning under oath of former Saudi officials, but those depositions remain under seal and the U.S. has withheld a trove of other documents as too sensitive for disclosure. The information vacuum has exacerbated the families who have been tried to make the case that the Saudi government facilitated the attacks. Past investigations have outlined ties between Saudi nationals and some of the airplane hijackers, but they have not established the government was directly involved. Recapping one of our top stories, again, the single biggest global ransomware attack yet continues to cause problems as more details emerge on how a Russian-linked gang breached a company whose software was exploited. Criminals use a tool that actually helps protect against malware to spread it quickly. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.